All right.
Good morning. It is 9 a.m. It is the 26th day of May, 2026. This is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. This meeting was posted the 19th day of May, 2026 at 3:55 p.m. with the county clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise. Today present is myself, County Judge Lee LaFleur, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and today absent is Commissioner Precinct Number 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. Got tied up, couldn't make it in. We will begin with a prayer. Jared, do you mind leading us in a word of prayer, please?
Father, Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for a wonderful weekend, a weekend where we're able to acknowledge all the wonderful people that have paid the ultimate price and continue to serve just for our freedom alone. Again, please be with us today as we discuss county and do what's best for the whole county in general. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Let's start with item number one, the consent agenda.
I'm going to go ahead and announce that we're going to be doing a manual check to EMC Water this week. She's just waiting on the invoice. It's going to be for $2,000, and this is to hook up the JP2 office and the Precinct 3 barn. And I'll be using check number 85158.
Motion to approve the consent agenda with the manual check that BJ mentioned.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item two, enter to the minutes, Public Information Act, and Open Meetings Act training certificates for Judge Chuck Rogers, Justice of the Peace, Precinct Number 1. No action taken. That's just handling the minutes. Item three, I'll present financial statements for fiscal year end 2025. Shannon's not with us this morning, but she has left us some information here. In case you guys have any questions. Do you have all this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Judge, just call me at that second one that you know. So total revenue was up $350,000, but right below it, expenses were also up by $488,000.
It's a tough world we're living in right now.
It's a challenge.
She's actually trying to watch on Hughes.
She can't hit it yet.
Okay, I'm going to tell her that. Go ahead and call her, Judge. Okay. She's available.
Just hate to bother her. Thank you. Yeah, I just showed her a text. I don't want to bother. We'll move on to item number four. Discuss and take necessary action on road bridge supply awards. So before we go to item number three, there's no action taken. Just a presentation. Four, discuss and take necessary action on road bridge supply awards. All right.
I think the brown envelope, she wasn't really sure if it was road and bridge, not 100%.
All right, gentlemen, all right, again, I got top rocks. On sand, bid amount $25 a ton, delivered price $35 a ton, pickup price $25 a ton. Clay, $10 a yard, bid amount $18 a yard, delivered price $10 a yard, pickup price. Crushed iron ore base, $30 for the bid a ton, $40 a ton, delivered $40 a ton, pickup price. 1 to 3 inch, is that right? Iron ore? $35 a ton is the bid amount, $45 a ton delivered, and $35 a ton picked up. Asphalt millings, $55 a ton, $65 a ton delivered, $55 a ton picked up. Materials can be picked up in Jefferson on 49, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. It says price is good for 6 months, 6/1/26 through 12/31/26. That's the end of Top Rocks out of Marshall. So that was right. This is Chambers Construction. It's Chinese to me. I don't live in that world, brother. It is.
It's kind of. Okay, I'll read what you got. Road supplies, let's see. I guess nothing's changed. Bid to supply sand for old dirt. Using brine for every tanker load of oil, 4,000. Using Blazer for every tanker load of oil, 6,000. It takes more sand but less oil using Blazer's oil, but you will also get more material for every tanker of oil. That's all you got.
Okay, Blazer Resources, asphalt-based crude oil bid is $98.50 for a barrel picked up, and asphalt-based crude oil bid amount $100 delivered. For barrel.
We might need those.
Yeah, we'll put them up.
Who do you got?
Longview asphalt. Hot mix, 150 a ton. Picked up, 130 a ton delivered. Cold mix, 110 a ton picked up, 125 a ton delivered. Oil sand, $97 a ton picked up, $112 a ton delivered. That's up $3. That's not Hot mix didn't change last year.
Did I understand that correct, where it said 130 if they delivered, but it's 150 if we pick it up?
115.
115?
Okay. They charged $15 a ton.
Okay, that's it. Okay, thank you.
Hot mix, the hot mix didn't change from last year, but the oil dirt, I mean, the cone mix and the oil sand went up $3 a ton. Oil sand went $2 a ton, and the cone mix went up $3 a ton.
Okay.
You got one?
I've got Seaton Construction. This is for flex base crushed iron ore. Picked up in the pit in Hugh Springs, $20 a cubic yard, delivered precinct one, $27.70. Delivered precinct two, $34.70, precinct three, $36.10, precinct four, $32.60. Let's see. Roadway delivery will be charged at 35 cents a mile. Per cubic, $20 per cubic yard, excuse me.
Okay. Do you gentlemen, I don't know if you're pushed on time, do y'all want to take this under advisement and come back next?
Yes.
Court, so we can, because it seems to me that everybody put a bid in a different way. On a different weight of materials, on different prices.
Between ton and yards and barrels.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah.
Shannon's saying on number four, it needs to be announced and awarded. Do we need?
Do we not have any more bids? So we need to think.
That's all the bids.
Brian and Brian, did they not submit?
We got five bids. One from Top Rocks, one from Chambers, one from.
Blazer.
Seaton.
Long grass hall.
That's five bids, oh.
No, there's something else.
Oh. So we got five.
So we can bid on, well, if this is the only one on oil, then. Is that right?
Okay, Shannon's calling, guys.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the only one for oil.
Okay. Long grass hall's the only one. So the one we need to decipher.
Well, they're asking, can they wait to award? They want to take it under.
This says using Brian and Brian for every tanker load of oil, $4,000. Using Blazer for every tanker load of oil, $6,000.
Okay, which might be.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon's saying you can wait to award it, but it's going to start later because it'll have to be on the June 8th agenda.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't feel comfortable with making a decision on this without actually giving it a good looking at. I think that would be wise for the people.
We'll wait till Jerry returns.
So we have five bids, and we've got them all on record who they are.
Yep.
Two, three. Five.
And I'll get Sandra copies for y'all.
See, the reason I keep all this mess up here. Let me have those back one more time. Who opened Seaton?
I did.
And Chambers.
You had Chambers.
Blazer for me from Leesburg, Texas.
I
You got one more.
That one over there.
It's right over there. It's okay.
All right. So, no action taken on item number four.
Do you want to table it?
No, on item.
Until the next meeting, please.
Discuss and take necessary action on road and bridge supplies awards. Open inland commissary services, RFPs to be awarded on June 8th. Discuss and take necessary action 2027. I don't see where it was.
We need to table number four.
We're going to table number four.
Yes.
To the June 8th meeting.
Yes.
Yes, please.
So it's. Commissioner Ashley's made a motion to table item number four until June the 8th. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Ashley, seconded by Commissioner Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's tabled until June 8th. Item number five, open inmate commissary services RFPs to be awarded June the 8th, 2026. Commissioner Patterson, if you will do the honor. Better get a chainsaw.
Hey, I just had to get with my wife. I'm pretty good at it.
You're good at it, man. Was that Patterson second to the last motion?
Yeah.
Six, discuss and take necessary action on the 2027 Marion County Appraisal District Budget. Sam, the floor is yours.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank y'all for inviting me to come and talk to you.
We're happy you're here.
Our overall budget this year is proposed for 2027 is proposed for $703,624. That's 1.5% more than the 2026 budget that we're currently in. That is an increase also of $12,368 over the 2026 budget of $691,256. Our budget provides funds for items and services needed to provide appraisal data and a supply of the roads. For the to create the appraisal roll and after certification to create the tax roll once the appraisal roll is delivered to the tax assessor collectors. These include services such as a CAMA system for data, reports, computer system information, mapping and aerials of properties in the county that are these maps and aerials are used in our appraisal. Postage, office supplies, office equipment, training in the form of appraiser certification classes and testing, as well as for CEUs appraisers who are currently certified. utilities, security services, building maintenance, repairs, cleaning supplies, office and cleaning supplies. And personnel expenses include a $2,000 per year increase in salary for each employee. Also budgeted are benefits, costs associated with payroll expenses, social security, Medicare, retirement insurance, and so forth. I guess everybody got a copy of the budget ahead of time, and you've had a chance to look at it. Do you have any questions?
I just have one, Ms. Ann. On that page at the bottom, you have Chief Appraiser, Appraiser 2, Appraiser 3, Office 2, and Office 3.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more blank line. It's $37,750.
That's going to be our second appraiser. What, for the last couple of years, we've hired a company to provide us with an appraiser on a part-time basis. And I have a gentleman that I'm moving from office work into appraisal. He started his classes already. It'll take him 5 years to be certified, just like it does everybody. But we've got to get started somewhere. And it's to our benefit to have appraisers that work directly under me.
100%. We don't want somebody walking in the door, don't know anything about Marion County.
Right, okay.
Any other questions?
Good.
We tried to stay as close as we could to 2026, and then the world has gone crazy economy-wise, so we're tied to this budget.
I will make a motion that we do approve the 2027 Marion County Appraisal District budget.
There's two separate ones in there, one for approval and one for approval.
Second. Motion made by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank y'all.
Thank you very much for all that you do.
Thank you. And y'all, any questions you have, come see us.
Thank you.
Judge, she was asking if we announced the venue.
Yes, ma'am. I'm on that right now.
Okay.
We're going to jump back to item number five, gentlemen. On item number five, the agenda items, open inmate commissary services, RFPs, to be awarded June 8th, 2026. And may the record reflect that we received one bid from Lone Star Commissary out of Huntsville, Texas. No further action is required on item number five. Item number seven, discuss and take necessary action on partial road closure for Marion County Road 3633 in Marion County Precinct number 3.
Is Mr. McDonald here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you Mr. McDonald?
Yes.
I'm Bill Gleason.
Okay.
Okay. Don't start crying until I tell you.
Okay.
Judge, this is in regard of nasty.
Yes, please.
To Kendra 3633.
Thank you.
Mr. McDonald and his wife.
Do I need to come up with
you? No, not yet. I have a push on the road. I'll just get it. It's in your precinct, correct?
Yes, sir.
And 3633 doesn't dead end, but runs through his front. He owns 200 acres that starts right at his gate. His gate is 600 feet. From the beginning of 3633, and we're not asking that be closed or abandoned because other property owners own that. But once you get to that gate, it's all his and his wife's. But the county road continues on for another approximately quarter of a mile and ends at his barn. And so nobody's using it. He's maintained, Mr. McDonald's maintained it for an excess of 10 years. And I think the commissioner can verify that.
Yes.
And so all we're asking is that road be abandoned from the point of his gate as it extends across his property to his barn. That saves us from having to maintain it because he's doing that already. And it preserves the county road prior to his gate, which is owned by property owners, you know, different property owners, and is maintained by the county right now, I guess. And that's all we're asking by this.
I don't think anybody needs to be driving a quarter mile into Mr. McDonald's property.
No.
I'd like to make, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Make a motion, we take action on the partial road closure for Marion County 3633 and Marion County Precinct 3.
I'll second the motion that we abandon that portion of that county road as stated by the Assistant County Attorney, Mr. Billion Gleason.
And Judge, I've got a proposal, I think y'all already have.
Yes, sir, I have the order.
The thing, Kim, do you have a file on this?
I do not.
Oh, I'll just give this to Sandra, the pictures and stuff, and go on the file. Any more questions?
I have none.
You didn't even have to call.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate y'all's time and effort.
Yes, sir, thank you, Mr. McCall. He can put you a big gate, nice gate up.
Okay, yeah. Big joint. Thank y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wouldn't want nobody driving in my place either. Item number eight is, I am making a motion that we table item number eight.
Second.
Motion to table item number eight by myself, second by Commissioner Ashley, all in favor? Anyone opposed? Item number nine. Discuss and take any necessary action concerning the water sewer infrastructure House Bill 500 Direct Appropriations Project. I have nothing to report, we are still in the planning stages with the Water Development Board. They are having a meeting, I want to say sometime in June. I plan on being there, it's their biannual, whenever they meet, it's one of their big meetings. So I'm going to make the point that I'm sitting in the audience of that meeting in the event they, it will be on their agenda in the event they have any questions. We can do the meeting by Zoom, if that is appropriate, which means you guys can watch the meeting. I don't do Zoom meetings when I go into an agreement for the county for money. I think that is very disrespectful to show up to a meeting by Zoom if somebody's about to send $10 million up here, I want to be there in person. I.e. last week, I went to a Texas Veterans Commission meeting on behalf of Marion County. We were asking for extra funding. I noticed a pattern while I was sitting there, there were three people there also asking for additional funding for their veterans programs. All three of the people that were there by Zoom, they were from a long way away from Austin, you know, El Paso, I mean, that's a trip. I mean, you just soon drive to Connecticut than to go to El Paso. However, point being, the three people that attended by Zoom did not get any extra funding, Marion County did. So that proved my point, that a 6.5-hour drive, a hotel room, fighting a 9-year-old, I didn't have to fight him, I said, hey, do you want to go to Austin and sit through a meeting with me, or do you want to go to your last couple days of school? I think I'll go to Austin. Till he got there and he sat for 4.5 hours in a meeting, he was like, Dad, there are so many other things to do, like count cars or something that I'd rather do in Austin. So I'm going to go down there and make a point that we're in the wrong when those decisions are made. Lyndon Johnson said it best, if you are not seated at the table, you are on the menu. I want to make sure that Marion County is named on the menu. That being said, I have nothing further for this court today.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Ashley, second by Webb, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries, we are adjourned, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.